The Bremontown Musicians by Gerhard Marx is an important sculpture for three reasons. It was the first sculpture acquired for the Linden, a precursor to the others, and it was the only acquisition that involved Mr. Bradley. Next, it is one of the few more representational works, meaning the animals are recognizable, but they are not realistic. Besides being representational, it's clearly the most charming. Finally, it is based on a beloved German legend involving a donkey, dog, cat, and rooster that was both a Grimm's fairy tale and a popular children's book, which we have here. The story involves the animals scaring away some thieves with their noisy clamor and thus saving the town. Gerhard Marx, the sculptor, was born in Berlin and studied sculpture before World War I. After the war, he became interested in ceramics and was hired by the prestigious Bauhaus School, which was a leader in the modern art movement. Gerhard's work became more modern, and he was considered a German expressionist. When Hitler rose to power, he labeled all the modern artists degenerates, and they were forbidden to work. Marx had to leave and spent the war years sketching nature and animals. After the war, he returned to his first love, sculpture. As he gained success, he was commissioned to sculpt memorials for many town squares. This sculpture that you're looking at is an example of this type, and one is located on the Bremen Town Plaza. Let's look at the sculpture. Facing west with your back to the house, walk towards the sculpture. You see the delightful shape of each animal, the energy of their arching backs and thrusting necks. Looking at their open mouths, you can imagine the din they are making. Notice the gradual change in scale, each animal getting smaller, forming a tapering pyramid with the wild rooster breaking the line like a fountain at the top. You can see Marx's modernism in the simple beauty of the negative space between each animal. Move clockwise to the front of the sculpture and face their faces. If you look at the outlines of the forms, it's like a wonderful pierced totem. The cat almost disappears under the rooster. Now walk to the back. This is a humorous display of drooping, curling tails. In Bremen, visitors rub the donkey's foreleg for luck. Maybe we should start our own tradition with the tail. Remember, this sculpture is older than the rest. It's from the 50s, a different period. As much as you'll enjoy this sculpture, you'll enjoy all the sculptures you'll see at the Linden.